We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with the Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Services, and as Robin Cole. We're going to talk a little bit about, we're 1 week away from Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is a time for being with family and for really just kind of celebrating being thankful.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's a good opportunity for us to talk about how thankfulness and mental health sort of converge with each other, because there is a strong connection between thankfulness and mental health. You know, before today's program, I decided just to do a quick kind of online search. And there is so much information on the internet about the impact of gratitude on mental health. I think that if people are interested in just taking a look at the ways in which demonstrating a thankful attitude or a grateful attitude, you know, towards things can have a positive impact on their mental health, the information really is just as far away as a click on the button of their computer. So it, I thought it might be good just to talk about several of the different kinds of positive benefits to our mental health. And the interesting thing is it's not just, there's not just a positive impact on our mental health, but there's also a positive impact on our physical health when we're able to find ways to express gratitude in our circumstances. You know, I found several different articles again that are available to the public as resources, and I thought I would just highlight a couple of those for people. There was an article on the neuroscience of gratitude and how it affects anxiety and grief. This is available through positivepsychology.com, and it's written by Madalena Roy Choudhury. And in that article, they break down just the neuroscience and the biological basis for how gratitude affects our mental health. And but they do it in a way that you and I can understand. And so it's not a article that is, it's not a journal article written for scientists, but it's written for lay people. And great article that talks about how just practicing expressing gratitude can, again, release those emotions that become toxic for us, especially as we just sort of keep feelings inside, and particularly if they're feelings of negativity or loss or despair. Expressing gratitude can actually release pain, and it has to do with the neurotransmitters that are released during the act of expressing gratitude. A sleep quality can be improved. And which of us doesn't want to improve our sleep quality?
No kidding.
And it, yeah, it's just, you know, especially when you work radio and you're up, you know, before the roosters, and on the radio, and of course, trying to be perky and alert and engaging. You know, all of us would benefit from improved sleep quality. Expressing gratitude also aids in stress regulation, which I think sleep quality and stress regulation are all sort of interchanged anyway. You know, when you've not had a good night's sleep and you're tired, it's easy to be grouchy and short and maybe to not hear very well or listen very well. So just to know that expressing gratitude or thanksgiving can also help with stress regulation, I think is an important benefit. And then again, just the reduction of anxiety and depression. And that again has to do with the neurotransmitters that are released during expressions of gratitude. So if you want to learn more about just the neuroscience of gratitude, this article in positivepsychology.com by Madalena Roy Choudhury is a good sort of introduction to that. And then another resource I found that I think would be especially helpful maybe to families with children was an article in on Nationwide Children's Hospital. And it's at nationwidechildren.org. This article was written by Allie DePoy. She's a behavioral health expert working with children, and basically just reinforced a lot of the things that Madalena Chowdhury said regarding the neurotransmitters or the neuroscience of gratitude. And Allie talks about how expressing gratitude improves our mood. It makes us more optimistic. And that kind of makes sense that if we can express gratitude and are grateful for things, then we might also be more optimistic about our circumstances or about our circumstances to come. It improves social bonds. And that makes sense, too, that when we're in relationship with other people and when we're expressing gratitude for things that happen in those relationships, that those bonds that we have with other people are strengthened. And then in the same way that Chowdhury talked about the impact on physical health, DePoy also talks about how it improves physical health. You know, who would have ever thought that a day that was set aside for Thanksgiving could also be a day where we celebrate having a positive impact on both our physical and our mental health? And I think that if we can just think about that a little bit and start practicing some of those expressions of gratitude, it could be a real benefit for all of us. And, you know, some folks may say, well, how do I even get started with something like that? And there's a lot of ways to do that, especially if you're not accustomed to approaching life from a perspective of gratitude. Some people find keeping just a little journal helpful, you know, whether the journal is on a piece of paper, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your computer. I had a day not so long ago, I will admit, where I wasn't feeling very happy about things. And I started to reflect on some of the positive things that had happened really at the same time that I wasn't feeling very happy about stuff, and just made notes of them on my phone. And after I did that, I realized how ridiculous it was that I was not very happy about stuff, because there was so much going on that I had to be grateful for. And, you know, as I just looked at that list that I created on my phone of all the things that had happened in the previous 24 hours that I was grateful for, it helped me get some perspective on the fact that I was kind of in a bad mood that particular day. So I find that to be very helpful. You know, some things other people do is have, you can call them gratitude cues. Like if there's an inspirational thought, maybe taping it to your computer monitor, or if there's a person that makes you especially thankful or happy, maybe taking their photograph, putting it on a magnet on the refrigerator, you know, so that you have a chance to see that or look at that. So those kinds of cues, just visual things that you see that remind you of the things that you're grateful for. And then another thing that the article from Nationwide Children's Hospital talked about for families was like making a gratitude jar, where maybe every member of the family can put something in the jar that they're grateful for that day, and then maybe pick them out, you know, at the end of the day and read them during dinner, or spend some time focusing on them in that way. So it's good to practice those kinds of habits.
All right. That's good information. Let's get that address one more time for the Survivor of Suicide Loss in Junction City.
Yes. 814 Caroline, Pawnee Mental Health, this coming Saturday from 10 to noon.
Okay. Robin, thanks so much. Always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you, Brandon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. That'll wrap up our show here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.